RadioSt.Pete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews Blended, now playing in area theaters.
Blended, a.k.a. The Brady Bunch Goes to Africa, is Adam Sandler's and Drew Barrymore's third romantic comedy pairing, following 1998's The Wedding Singer and 2004's 51st Dates. Both of those films were amusing in their own way, and 51st Dates was actually quite good. Concerning rom-com duos, Sandler and Barrymore were on a trajectory to be included in the same conversation as Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. After Blended, that generous comparison is gone, and these two are now in the tier of Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, and Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. After a disastrous blind date, Sandler's Jim and Barrymore's Lauren, and their hodgepodge of kids, all wind up on a South African blended family moon together. It is best you do not think through about how they all got there. It is a glaring plot hole. It turns out a blended family moon is a honeymoon for all involved in the parents' non-traditional second go-around at matrimony. There is the old man and the younger woman, around the age of his son, the different races and ethnicities, and Sandler and Barrymore, who look like the most traditional couple there, even though they are written as the most polar opposites imaginable. She, a nitpicky organization freak, and he, a boorish slob. How will they ever get along together in the close quarters of a five-star resort? The resort's main jokes are the honeymoon suite the couple must share, a pair of rhinos filmed in the process of making more rhinos, and a group of employees led by a nearly unrecognizable Terry Crews, who shows up frequently, breaking out into song, narrating whatever awkward moment just happened. Not so much the resort's Greek chorus, but their American actor playing Zulu chorus. For example, they show up on a basketball court after one of Sandler's daughters shows up another boy at the hoop singing, "You got schooled by a little girl." You know, quality song humor like that. As for the kids, Sandler has three girls, two of them androgynous, frequently confused for boys, and one of them named Espen, named after his favorite sports channel. Barrymore has two boys, one with extreme hyperactivity and the other enduring a very awkward pubescent stage explained with about a dozen self-abuse jokes. Oddly enough, Barrymore is there to help out with girl problems Sandler can't handle, and Sandler steps in to teach the boys about baseball and boxing. Gee, if only these two very different people would stumble into sort of an opposites attract situation. I admit I generally laughed a few times. There are a couple situations where the jokes do not fall immediately flat, or are not exploiting an African stereotype. Those effective laughs are just few and far between. Blended is co-written by Ivan Menchell, whose credits include a bunch of episodes of The Nanny, another situation comedy about a blended family. This gentleman has found a formula and wants you to know how hysterical he finds odd couples. Director Frank Coraci, working with Adam Sandler in some capacity for a sixth time, continue his streak of lackluster comedies. Coraci is also the man responsible for 2011's Zookeeper and 1998's The Waterboy. I assume Sandler and Barrymore had their pick of any number of rom-com stories to continue their successful pairing as a couple audience like to see overcome obstacles before they end up happily ever after. Why they chose such a forced and secondhand plot like Blended is a question softball interviewers will most likely fail to ask. Neither star is known for their consistent presence in films remotely considered satisfying, especially Sandler. Yet the pair's previous two movies together might mislead potential ticket purchasers to expect another pleasant exhibition between these two. Hopefully, the preview's emphasis on a stale parachute accident and eye-rolling, snarky one-liners are enough to warn moviegoers that Blended is a lazy exercise trying to make money off of preferable Sandler-Barrymore films. The Brady Bunch belongs in the 1970s and has reruns on basic cable. Not as a 2014 comedy in the wilds of high-end Africa luxury. I give Blended 2 out of 4 stars.
Blended, rated PG-13, is now playing at many area theaters, including Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, and downtown St. Petersburg, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, Britain 8, Movico Palm Harbor 10, the Cine Bistro in Hyde Park, and AMC Veterans 24. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie Jewell's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, J-U-H-L.com.
RadioSafety.com.